Eric Cola is charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and one count of forgery. He allegedly murdered Dennis and Myrna Cola on May 21st and then wrote himself a check for $50,000 from their account. He called authorities a few days later, claiming he found their bodies during a welfare check. A few days before his arrest, Eric Cola was in Neillsville to play golf in a tournament. His partner was Mark Sidorowicz.
I'm just total shock, and I still don't believe that he committed the crime that they said he did.
After all, Sidorowicz says the Cola family was extremely tight. They did things together all the time.
Just a great guy. Super great family man. Loved his parents. You know, they got along. They were over there all the time. So that's what's, it's unbelievable, really.
Even in retrospect, Mark can't think of anything out of the ordinary with Eric's behavior over the weekend, except his obvious devastation over his parents' murders.
After the first round of golf, we talked about it a little bit. Both got extremely emotional, both of us did, so it's just really tough, There's no way you can fake that. There's just no way,
Eric Cola was in court Friday. He's being held on a $1 million cash bond. A judge ordered a mental competency evaluation, which should be complete in about a week and a half. Reporting in Neillsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.